Coming up, another instant classic between the Grizzlies and the Warriors, and Damian Lillard goes off on Utah. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA, local experts going over the biggest stories on the hardwood. I am your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. An absolute thriller in the Bay between the Grizzlies and the Warriors last night. Locked On Warriors goes over Jordan Poole stepping up while Steph Curry was ejected late in the fourth.
The Golden State Warriors beat the Memphis Grizzlies again in a thriller. I'm Cyrus Saltzes with your Locked On Warriors Locked On Now recap of the Warriors winning 122-120 on a last second shot by Jordan Poole, who just was not guarded properly for an inbound play beautifully scripted by Steve Kerr. Preceding that, Klay Thompson hit a massive three-pointer with 14 seconds remaining. The Grizzlies responded with a great play of their own. Ja Morant double-teamed, passed it beautifully to Brandon Clark to tie the game before Jordan Poole's game winner. Stephen Curry was ejected late in the game for throwing his mouthpiece, according to officials, into the crowd. He led the game in scoring with 34 points. But again, the Warriors, when it matters, they come through. And this time, for the second time this season, against the Memphis Grizzlies, their rivals, 122-120. We're breaking all this down tomorrow on Locked On Warriors. Kevin Dana joins me.
Brooklyn continues to struggle without KD, losing their fifth of seven after last night's loss in Philly. Locked On Nets looking for a bit of a silver lining after another tough defeat.
A heartbreaker down the stretch as the Brooklyn Nets fall 137-133 to the 76ers. And what really does ultimately feel like a positive game for the Nets as they continue to play without one Kevin Durant. I'm Adam Marbeck with the Locked On Nets podcast. And this was a game that had all of the usual elements for Brooklyn. They certainly got out to a fast pace to start in this one, both teams shooting at a high clip. Ultimately, though, it was a disastrous first half for Ben Simmons and then a brilliant third quarter. But you can't use him too much in the fourth because of the risk of putting him at the line. They had to work defensively, the Brooklyn Nets, to try to find ways to disrupt the Philadelphia 76ers. They used the zone on occasion to try to disrupt that rhythm. But ultimately, the perimeter shooting from James Harden, from Tyrese Maxey, even from Melton in this one, really continued to pour it on. There were some defensive issues for Brooklyn, some switching assignments, as you would expect. But then you needed some step-up performances. And they got that in the fourth quarter from Seth Curry, a player like a Joe Harris, like a Royce O'Neal, like a TJ Warren, who needs to, in big moments, be able to carry the offensive load without KD on the court. He did his part, and the Nets came up short. It's okay. The fact that they're able to go toe-to-toe with a team like Philadelphia and come out knowing that Nicholas Claxton can continue to give you these big offensive performances as he has, and that if Kyrie Irving gets cooking and when Kevin Durant comes back, you'll look forward to rematch opportunities with one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. We'll break the rest of this game down and so much more right here on the Locked On Nets podcast.
The Orlando Magic led from the start against the Pacers on Wednesday night, and they got the win at home. Locked On hosts have more on two teams trending in different directions at the moment.
Pacers drop another one, this time to the Orlando Magic in Orlando. I'm Tony East, the host of Locked On Pacers, here to break down perhaps one of the worst defensive performances of the season for the Pacers, who give up 126 points to the Magic in a 126-100 loss. The Magic come in with the 25th ranked offense and scored 126 points. They shot 56.1% from the field. That's the third highest Orlando's had all year. They made 15 threes. That's their fourth most. They shot over 56% from deep, their highest percentage of the season. The Pacers have played worse defensive games against better teams, but given the quality of opponent, one of the worst defensive games the Pacers have played all year. They got good contributions from some guys offensively too. Buddy Hield lighting up the Nets with six threes. Benedict Mathurin had 26 points again, but it wasn't enough as they fell and now have only won two of their last eight games. Of note as well, Miles Turner exits very late last minute of this game with a foot or ankle injury. Tough to say what it is right now. We'll have updates on that and more on the Locked On Pacers podcast.
The Orlando Magic race out to the lead. lead, use their passing, use their teamwork to get themselves a big win defeating the Indiana Pacers. Philip Rosenreich of Locked On Magic from the Amway Center as the Orlando Magic defeat the Indiana Pacers in this one for their second straight win. This was really a strong game for Orlando from start to finish. Yes, some shaky moments. Yes, some turnovers. Yes, some free throws and fouling allowed. But Orlando never trailed in this one, taking the lead early. They used their defense. They used their passing to get in. That's the formula the Magic need to win games. This is the way. This is the path for Orlando to get some wins. And this is a team that is playing 500 basketball, if not better, over the last now almost 2 months since December 1st. This Magic team is really starting to put things together. And you can see it on the floor as they move the ball for a season high in assists, got the ball to Gary Harris for 6 three-pointers, and then bulldozed them with Paolo Banchero, Wendell Carter, Markelle Fultz, and Franz Wagner, of course, for the win. The Orlando Magic beat the Indiana Pacers. Whole lot more to come for this young team.
Coming up, Brandon Ingram returns for the Pels, but without a win. This is Locked On Game to Game, NBA. Today's edition of Locked On Game to Game is brought to you by Built Bar. They are the best tasting protein bars on the market because they're made with 100% real chocolate. They are high in protein, but low in sugar, low in carbs, low in fat. And as I mentioned, they come in so many different flavors. I like the puffs. Those are made with the protein infused marshmallow. I love them in all the flavors that those come in. If you want to check it out, you can head over to built.com. Use our promo code LOCKED15. That gets you 15% off of your order. So just make sure that you put in that promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off of your order at built.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you once again for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. Milwaukee got the win over a short-staffed Denver team last night, but Locked On Bucks thinks that their team made it a lot harder than it needed to be.
The Bucks get the win against a severely depleted Denver Nuggets team, but it was not a perfect performance. My name's Kane Pittman. I'm the host of the Locked On Bucks podcast. We were robbed. The Jokic versus Giannis matchup that everyone wanted to watch did not transpire. The Nuggets rested most of their key guys on a back-to-back. So you think the Bucks win easy? It wasn't the case. They end up winning 107-99, but it was a sloppy performance. 22 turnovers tonight. Giannis was good overall with 33 points and 14 rebounds, but he did have 9 turnovers of his own. And in the bigger picture, the Bucks are 24th in the league for turnover percentage. Some of that is because they haven't been healthy and they haven't been able to have their regular lineups. There's always been guys in and out of that rotation. But this is going to have to be cleaned up for this Bucks team moving forward. They need to take care of the basketball. They have not done it across the season, but they'll take the win tonight. But something to watch moving forward. Check us out on Locked On Bucks wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
The Wizards get another win over a Texas team. This time they battled back from down 19 to take down Houston. Locked On Wizards details how Washington got the job done.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy Brandon Scott again from Locked On Wizards. The Washington Wizards get a much-needed win, their fourth win in a row, in fact, beating the Houston Rockets in Houston 108-103, led by 33 points by Kyle Kuzma and a strong fourth quarter because the Wizards were down by as much as 19 points. But they really came back by two factors in this game. One, ball security, very low turnover rate. Two, ball movement. The ball movement was fluid and it led to a lot of open shooters, and the new addition from the Los Angeles Lakers with the Rui Hachimura trade, Kendrick Nunn, provided 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists, so we got automatic production in that trade. So looking forward, the Washington Wizards try to get their 5th win in a row Saturday in New Orleans against the Pelicans at 8 o'clock. Thank you everybody for tuning in and have a good night.
The Pelicans got Brandon Ingram back on the court, but an outstanding performance from Anthony Edwards was too much for New Orleans to overcome. Locked On Pelicans and Locked On Timberwolves give you all of the details postgame.
Brandon Ingram returned for the New Orleans Pelicans, but it wasn't enough to overcome a disastrous third quarter. I'm Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. Brandon Ingram coming back after missing 29 games with a toe contusion was supposed to fix things. It was supposed to get the New Orleans Pelicans off their 5-game losing streak, and for a while it looked like they would, with the Pelicans holding a 12-point lead in the first half. And then whatever you want to call the third quarter happened. The Pelicans just fell apart, losing the third period 39-21. And while they fought hard in the fourth, getting a jolt of energy after head coach Willie Green was ejected, it was just too big of a hole to get out of. Brandon Ingram was on a minutes restriction and very clearly rusty after missing 2 months of action. He shot just 4 of 18 from the field, so things should get better in the future for New Orleans, but that's a small consolation as the Pelicans are now on a 6-game losing streak and only a half game up on the Clippers for 5th in the West.
37 points from Anthony Edwards and a well-balanced attack from Minnesota puts the Wolves back in the win column over the Pelicans. I'm Ben Beacon, host of the Locked On Wolves podcast. And just a couple nights after losing to the worst team in the NBA down in Houston, the Timberwolves came out against the Pelicans team that got Brandon Ingram back for the first time in a couple of months. And they frustrated Brandon Ingram to the tune of 4 of 18 shooting. Anthony Edwards dropped 37 of his own. Every single Timberwolves starter scored in double figures in this game. Rudy Gobert had a double-double in his second game back after missing a handful of games with the groin injury. And like I said, the Wolves had a well-balanced attack. They actually flipped the script in the third quarter. Timberwolves are well-documented, one of the worst teams in the league in the third quarter of the season. They outscored New Orleans 39-21. And it was really Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell, a steady diet of Ant, a little bit of D'Lo, and that was enough for the Wolves to get a double-digit lead and end up closing this game out. Subscribe to the Locked On Wolves podcast for all things Timberwolves and check out the postgame podcast for more on Wolves Pelicans.
Not a lick of defense between the Atlanta Hawks and the Oklahoma City Thunder, but it was exciting nonetheless. Locked On Thunder has the losing side, while Locked On Hawks happy to be leaving town with a win.
SGA and Trae Young battle it out in the Paycom Center. SGA dropped 36, Trae Young dropped 33, and the Hawks outlast the Thunder in this one on Wednesday. It was a close game. It was a fun game. No defense was played, but the Thunder saw Jalen Williams look like an absolute star. SGA looked like the superstar that he is, and they had a solid showing offensively. Can they rebound Friday night against Cleveland? Find out on today's Locked On Thunder.
Hello, friends. My name is Brad Rowland. The Atlanta Hawks go in Oklahoma City and win on this Wednesday evening, 137-132. The Hawks did not play a perfect game by any means, but the offense was fantastic in this one. Trae Young with 33 points and 11 assists. Every starter scored at least 18 points, and the Hawks were effective throughout the game on offense. Defensively, it was a different story for sure, particularly in the first half, but it was better after halftime. The Hawks nearly blew this game, up 15 points in the fourth quarter. The lead got all the way down to one in the final minute, but they managed to avoid disaster and escape with a quality road win. The Thunder have been playing very well recently, and this is a game that the Hawks should circle as a positive result all the way across the board. We'll have a full breakdown coming up on Locked On Hawks podcast.
That will do it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game NBA. Thank you again for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Now make sure you go subscribe to Locked On NBA and your favorite team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from. I'm Kanani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.